Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And the Lord visited Sarah, and I have this underlined in my Bible, as he had said. It took him a while, but she waited. At first, she laughed, and it was a laugh of unbelief. You laughed in that tent. I didn't laugh. I heard you laugh, okay? Isaac's born. And underline that, as he said, and the Lord did unto Sarah, and underline this, as he had spoken. Two times in that verse. I mean, you can take God as his word. Remember, you used to be on an old bumper sticker that said it 100 times. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, whether you believe it or not, if God said it, that settles it. Okay? God said it, he's spoken it as he had said. Verse number 2. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time. Man, that's important. At the set. God is always right on time. When in the fullness of time has come, in Galatians, God sent forth Jesus. Here's another one. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son, being 8 days old, as God had commanded them. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God had made me to laugh. This is a laugh of joy. The first laugh was a laugh of unbelief. This one, I can just imagine. I can't imagine how happy. Everybody's happy. How happy she must have been. 90 years of age. God has made me laugh. And verse number, and so that all that hear will laugh. So Sarah, much could be said, but I gotta move, was the waiting of faith. At first she messed up, but by the way, I look out over the congregation, and when I looked at myself in the mirror this morning and brushed my teeth, I did brush my teeth. I'm so glad that God is a God of the second. He's a forgiving God. And we see that in all of these, and Abraham, he sure messed up, and Sarah messed up, and we go on. You ever heard of a fellow named David? Boy, that guy really messed up. But we'll be talking about this next week, about when Israel, in the millennial reign of Christ, when Jesus rules from the throne of David there in Jerusalem, David will be like his co-ruler. We call his co-regent, because God, and I'll bring these verses out next week, God promised David that you're going to rule in Israel. He ain't talking about Jesus, he's talking about any verses anyway, but David messed up, but it's forgiving God. So we see that with Sarah, and then the worthiness of faith. And I love this, and we're going to finish. This ought to make you shout, because it talked about not having, verse number 13, they all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them. The word persuaded means to be confident, to be confident. They hadn't seen them. They weren't going to see them in their lifetime. But they all died in faith, being persuaded, being confident. And then I love this next word, and embraced them. The word embraced here means to receive joyfully and draw to oneself, as a friend would draw a friend and just embrace them and hold them and won't let go. That's what this word embrace means. Not only were they confident, they embraced these promises. You know, we ought to be the same way. Amen, preacher. God's promised us a lot of things in the future. Heaven, rewards. And we ought to be confident, and we ought to embrace them. Because look at this next. And confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. They knew that this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. That's how they died in faith. They were strangers. The word strangers means they were foreigners, and they're pilgrims. Pilgrims were people who sojourn in a strange place. They're an extended journey passing through a foreign land. That's what we are. It's not just talking about them, it's talking about us. God's promised some wonderful things. So don't be tied to this earth too. Okay? It's all going to be burned up anyway. We're just pilgrims. We're just strangers. I'm just a passing through. Living by faith is easier when we remember that this world is not my home. There was a fellow years ago, he's dead in heaven, by the name of Lester Roloff. Dad used to, when we were kids, I still remember, on every Saturday morning, two things Daddy would make us listen to as a kid around the table. You ever heard the Old Time Gospel Hour? We listened around the Old Time Gospel Hour. A fellow by the name of Jerry Falwell would preach. It was a wonderful church. Then there was a fellow by the name of Lester Roloff. And he would open his broadcast. How many of you remember that fellow? He didn't like you drinking coffee, and he didn't like you drinking Coca-Cola. So he wouldn't want to come to my house. You know, I had a cup of coffee this morning. But anyway, neither here nor there. It was Lester Roloff. He would open his broadcast, living by faith in Jesus. You remember that? In Jesus above. Anyway, the theme song was living by faith. If living by faith is easier, when we remember that this world is not my home, then let me close with this, 15 and 16. And truly, if they had been mindful of the country from which they had come out, what used to be, Abraham, Sarah, others, they're living in a tent now. I remember that house we used to live in, you know, that nice, you know, yard and my little dogs running around. And I'm being facetious, but you get the picture. If they dwelled upon that, the Bible says they might have returned. But they didn't dwell upon what they lost. They dwelled upon what they were going to gain. Y'all get that? Amen. That is powerful. Don't look back from where you come from or what you're going through now. You look ahead because the best is yet to come. I can't wait to write that in a book. People, it means something to them when they read verse 16. But now they desire a better country that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. My last and final thought. Your current situation is not your final destination. Your current situation is not your final destination. And you've heard this on the pastor's phone call. If you rearrange the letters in the word depression, you'll come up with these words, I pressed on. Change the word letters in depression, same letters, completely different meaning, I pressed on. And my final words in my notes, and I'll close with this. Keep on, my brother. Keep on. And you remember the whole thought of this, a lot of these Hebrew believers were going back to the temple worship. That's the thought here. They're going back. But there are some that still stayed. They didn't leave the faith. They didn't go back to Judaism. Stay with it. Keep on, because God has something much better. Better for us in the future. And all God's people said, our Father, you're good to us. We love you. We thank you for your word. Lord, it's more than letters on a page. It's more than just things that are written down. Lord, it's life. It gives us eternal life. It gives us that blessed hope. Lord, we thank you for the promises that we read in your book. Lord, we thank you for Jesus who made it all possible. Bless our morning worship. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.